You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse-pounding, lightning-inducing, tower-ascending episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Charger Shark, Aztec Olmec. There he is. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the light Rakasha. Rakshasha. Rakshasha. Lightstar 777 with me.
What is up, fellow summoners? Hope you all had a lightning-tastic week. Aztec, as always. First and foremost, all I have to say is, that's not a knife. That's a knife. Anywho, how are you doing?
I am great. I am, unfortunately, I watched Suicide Squad and
Hey! Thank you, Fragalitis, new follower.
Fragalitis. I love that name.
I'm sure I butchered it, but you know, here we are. I
hope so.
Here we
are. But I'm good, man. Like, both of us got Ayaka in Genshin Impact, so GZ to you, GZ to me. You know,
now we can both run underground.
And we can both run underground. So I don't want to hear anything about you not getting 5 stars, at least in Summoner's War. But
it's always something to complain about. If you're
I'm great, and of course I'm going to hand it back to you. How are you doing, bud? You doing good?
I'm doing all right, my friend. Yeah, you know, very, very happy about like the light Rakshasa, because you know most of my Rakshasa needs some skill up. Yeah. So you
and
know,
how funny that this is straight out of Tales of SW. Because we were just talking light Rakshasa, shout out to Sekijin, last week. We were talking about, because I was complaining I didn't have a detonator for my bomb team. Oh, poor Aztec. Anyway, and Sekijin was like, yo, just use Pang. First he said Pang. I was like, who the heck is Pang? But he meant Pang, of course.
Pang Tong.
Right. And and you know, of course, he shortened some.
That is for the 5 people who saw that movie, by the way.
All 5 of them. But he was like, you know, you can shorten the time for the time bombs. And guess what happens? Comptuous, I'm sure people in Comptuous listen, because guess what's Monster Lab? And of course, I have it up if you're, you know, streaming on YouTube or on Twitch. Pang the Light Rakshasa is the Monster Lab.
Pang Tang
is Monster Lab. So someone in Comptuous is listening. You know, shout out to you, whoever you are listening in Comptuous.
Hello, Comptuous.
We appreciate it.
Friend.
Yeah, right? We appreciate the listen.
I would like a 5-star again.
I mean, honestly, like, Evan's a fan of the show, so, you know, who knows? Maybe he bumped it up to the higher-ups. Who knows? Shout out to you, Evan.
There's nobody higher than Evan. Evan is Seppi. They're cohorts. They're like... like Rochelle.
I hear you.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about this new previewed unit this week. We are going to talk about the 25th and a half reboot of the DC Enterprises, I guess.
Another Suicide Squad, folks.
Yeah. Need that like we need another Batman reboot, but you know, what are you going to do when you have a substandard intellectual property? Anyways, I'm just saying. We are going to talk about some theory crafting about where we think Charger Sharks could actually find a home.
Yes, we are.
Hey, look at that.
Yep.
Where'd you find that?
where I live under the Summoner's War media plate, I like to think of myself as somewhat of a journalist. So I live my first step, you know, after, of course, I watch good old Schizophrenic Gamer, you know, shout out to Drew Bagel, is the Comptuous media page to see what is going on in the world. But yeah, we could definitely talk some Sky Surfer or Silver Surfer, as I like to call.
And we're going to talk about ruining your Melias for Gib 10 and 12.
Finally got both of them 6-starred. So just want some rune ideas.
And, you know, of course, I have a... Very ironically, I've got a lot of 6-star potential, and I have been very hesitant to actually do anything with it. Well, so
we're going
to
change all of that. We're going to make sure that you have all of your potential 6-stars to be potential.
So, you know, why don't you take it... Now, I will say, before you talk about the new unit here, I will say, when all it was the preview, I most definitely was thinking that, you know, it might be Marty McFly on a hoverboard. You know, I thought that would have been great, because that would have defied all of our crossover predictions.
Seriously. Especially, I mean...
That board won't go across water unless you got power!
Now, look at the shoes, too. I mean... bring up the whole Marty McFly fly. I mean, those shoes kind of resemble, you know, the kicks that he had in Back to the Future. But anyway, let's talk new units. We have a suicidal robot and the Silver Surfer. So
are they both one unit, or is this two separate units?
So
all right, so you get a little ball droid like BB-8 that flies, and you get the Silver Surfer
and execute self-destruct. I'm sure the light one is probably the only one that has this, but I just found it funny that this little droid is gonna, you know, straight up, you know, blow itself up. Energy ball is this S1.
Now, I mean, I wonder, is it like, you know, just an animated self-sacrifice?
No.
Or is it like removed from battlefield?
Removed from the field. S2 is execute self-destruct. Self-destructs to inflict damage that's proportionate to your max HP. You will be defeated after the attack. So that's it. So you are...
So, hold on a minute, though. Like, can you be rezzed by, like, a Vanessa or...
I don't see why not. Know. I don't see why you couldn't.
So literally, you could just roll up in there, be like, "Kablowie!" And then be like, "Bloop, I'm back."
And think about it. It increases the attack bar, you know, as a passive. So even, so you go again. So, yeah, you could use it as a res, you know. Oh.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Now, back to the Sky Surfer. Right now, we just have confirmation on the water.
Or Skurfer. Silver if Surfer. Like.
If I get a Skurfer. Light one of these, it's definitely the Silver Surfer. Why he's not in the MC? See, he's the bridge between all these cosmic. Anyway, sorry.
We don't need another reboot of the lackluster 4. The best part.
Oh man,
Chris Evans.
Dude, I love. They just don't get the love that they deserve. In media,
well,
the Fantastic Four predates. It's like one of the earliest supergroups. There's no Avengers without this Fantastic. There's no X-Men without Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And they just,
however, they fucked it up.
But they're the bridge between the cosmic heroes and.
They fucked it up. And I'm not going to say who it was, Fox. But you know, they much like the X-Men timeline, they just decided against any sense of normalcy.
Tell you how much the Fantastic Four is needed, and they are the glue of the MCU. They're not the Avengers. They're not the X-Men. They're kind of like the family of the MCU, and for them not to be in like the mix of everything, you know, Thanos come in and such like that. Reed Richards needs to be, even if, oh, all right. Back to Summoner's War. Sorry, I will definitely go on comic rants.
And it's very comical.
Speaking of comic rants, just got the new episode of the Summoner's War comic. So we will I'm liking the storyline so far. But anyway, we were talking Sky Surfer. Yeah. Let us not. Let's stick to some type of
the Scurfer. We're going to talk about the Scurfer.
So
now.
Let's see. What are Sky Surfers? Definitely a 5-star
Scurfer.
Definitely has some cool, you know, future aesthetic going on.
Wait, we're saying the droids are 4-star and yes. The Silver Surfer. Well, that's just an droids. Are, we know that ball droids are always better.
Anyway, S1 cut back blow attacks enemy to absorb the attack bar. Okay, excellent. So think, you know, your wind Taoist and such like that. Spin grab shot attacks the enemy to remove all beneficial effects with 80% chance and stuns. And the passive is jet engines, increases your attack speed up to by 5% up to 100% per buff added. Per beneficial effect granted on the enemies and allies. Okay, that is for both. Very cool. In addition, inflicts
and all it does is increases your attack bar,
Your attack speed. But in addition, inflicts additional damage and ignores defense in proportion to your attack speed when you attack the enemy in your turn. So it's a dual effect.
Bypassing single target. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're throwing down there. I see.
Pretty cool.
Interesting.
I mean, with
Robo.
You're going Robo.
Robo, friend.
You're going Robo, of course.
Of course. Full Robo. I must say, I...
Thoughts?
I don't know.
Now remember, this is just the water one, so
I know
the other ones could have other talents.
You know, it's a good pairing if you have, as you say, something that, you know, you absorb the attack bar, you get a turn, and then you do bypass damage based on, you know, your max speed, which you've just, you know, made faster and faster.
Right.
So, I don't know. I can see the use, but, like, if you're going for a cleave team, like, you know, as Evan likes to say, you could just Lucian that. Not Evan, but Jew Bagel, like, he loves to say, you know, you could just Lucian
it.
And he's not wrong. Like, you know, you could just put a Lucian in there, and you could bypass damage everybody on their team, not just one character. So, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting if either of us gets one to see how it plays out, but... I know it's an interesting thought process, and I will be interested to see their animations, because I think it could be cool if, like, you know, you just, like, scoot over there on your hoverboard, jump off, and, like, smack them in the face with the board, like, eh. Yeah.
Well, you do some type of, like, tricky cutback drop turn type thing, so, you know.
Yeah,
Tricky was, I mean, SSX Tricky, I should say, was one of our games back in the day.
If ever a game they need to re-release on, just, like, let me backwards compatible that one, please.
Either one, yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind.
No, only Tricky. Like, I would
do backwards Tricky compatible nonstop. Or make a reboot. Either one. Either one is fine with me. You know, we just need to get some Tricky. I mean, what's the Steep? Steep is the closest thing, you know, to all that. But I don't know. Just give me, you know, backspins on hoverboard. I mean, on snowboards.
See, what I loved about it was there wasn't, like, this urge for realism that
backspins on
other snowboard kind of, like, it was. hey, here's like a half pipe or obnoxious amounts of rails going down a hill that in real world physics could never actually work.
But I love the levels too, man. Like the
And it was because Garibaldi, it was so ridiculous.
So much backspins on snowboard.
It was just great.
Anyway. Charger Sharks. We all laugh at the Charger Sharks, but I am.
We all cry.
Actually, and I want to, you know, do this with you folks. I want to see where these Charger Sharks could actually be good. There's got to be a use for them. And we always laugh. We always talk about Shark Week and blah, blah, blah. But I want to see. Let's go to usage.
Charger Shark. Charger Shark.
And we're going to go. We're going to start with the fireworks.
Charger Shark.
I actually want to.
Charger Shark.
How many time? I mean, how many skill ups have we wasted? And maybe. Okay, Arena Siege. And that's it for the fire. Okay. some interesting team comps. You know, for Siege, I guess. Speed lead. You know, that's something. I think speed lead for fire units, yeah. That's it.
Interesting.
Water, Charger Shark, usage.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse. So speed lead again.
You know what? I feel like at the end of this project, you should pull up Kamatow and see if he has more usage than the Water Charger Shark.
That is a wonderful idea. Water Charger Shark is definitely... You know, speed lead for water, of course, for Siege and Guild. Okay, Wind Charger Shark, let's see.
Poor Zephicus.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
No. Yeah. I've never seen this. Is it my computer? No, definitely not my computer. Like, I thought it was on my... Dude, no usage info. Okay, next.
Poor Zephicus.
Wow. I've never seen a monster with no use.
You know what, though?
Charger,
it makes me want to build him. Build him just to be the only thing that shows up on the usage.
Please. Please do. Okay. Do you have any of the light or dark Charger Sharks?
Yeah, I have all of them.
You have all of them. Okay. So you can use your light.
I believe I have all of them. Hold on.
Well, you can definitely use your
light. You keep doing.
No problem. Light Charger Shark, doesn't look like I have speed lead. Some Guild, of course, and some Siege.
See, look. Let's see. My light, my dark, my Zephicus I'm going to build up here any moment now then.
Well, at least with the, Rumicus, you can use him in Siege and Guild War with Galleon and Tiana if you're lucky enough to have her. And, you know... Good ol' Rumicus. And last but not least, Dark Charger Shark has much more utility than any of them. You put him in Siege, Verd, Calicus, and good ol' Raug. Oh, wow. And of course, it's a dark speed lead, so you can do... Sige. Sige, Calicus, and your boy, Dark Serpent.
Mantura.
Nice. Man, not a fish. But look at all of the usage in Siege. Yep, that was a half-baked reference. But, and at least...
Yeah, fine. Weed. Whatever. No. No window, love.
Go.
Here's my army of Mantura. You see, one entire row.
That's why I laughed.
And I've actually used some of them.
I probably had three more. And you still got more. So you could definitely build that Calicus, Mantura, Bella team.
Someday I'm building this. El Puria. This is completely unrelated to what you're talking about.
As usual.
El Puria here, the light serpent, you know. Sonic Boom and removes a beneficial
Sonic
effect.
Wait, hold on. Why was there no Guile in the Summoner's War crossover? I mean, no Blanca and no Guile. Those are like two of my... Anyway, sorry.
Did it beguile you that they didn't have
guile? Still does beguile me that they have no guile. Yo, how do you not have Blanca, who's a real monster, and not Guile, whose hair is a monster? Sonic...
He's a big old monster.
Sonic... Anyway, enough of the Sonic Booms. Yeah, I was really curious about the usage for the Charger Sharks, so we can stop, you know. And as requested, I will check Kamatow, because you asked... so I'm like, hey, why not? Hey, why not, dude? Let's see.
I can almost six-star 5 different things.
Do you need help with what to six-star next light star?
Always. Always.
Let's see. Usage for good old Kamatow.
Hey, it was more than Zephicus, though, right?
Not floor, by much.
Floor 10 of Toa Heroic.
That's it.
That is Kamatow's bread and butter.
That's, and look.
I just Lucian that floor, and personally.
Look who's bringing up the anchor. So, good old Kamatow, you know, Dark Minotaur, Fire Lich, Wind Grim Reaper, Water Griffin, and good old Beth. Not even Awakened Beth, you know. Good old basic Beth, how you like. That is...
If only I could transmog her to basic.
Hysterical amount of usage. Hysterical. So, that was just for funsies. Moving on, we're going to talk a little Genshin, because we both play Genshin Impact also. The Genshin gods have been good to us. We have both. Even Mr. Lightstar, who claims he doesn't have luck, we both pull for Ayaka.
It took me 2 times to get a Klee. I had to go to Mercy twice.
Oh no! But both of us got Ayaka. The Shirasagi, I knew I was going to butcher it. The Shirasagi Himagimi, or Elsa, or Elsa, as I like to call her, because I would totally build a snowman with Ayaka. Totally. She wanted to build a snowman, I would build a snowman.
You'd be there? You do it?
Absolutely. And that's it. Just snowman. But anyway, tell me... I don't know. I have no complaints about Ayaka. Her sprint is awesome. Her damage is awesome. As a joke, I put on the Fillet Blade, because, you know, it's a 3-star weapon, but it can, at times, ramp up your damage to 300%. Just as a joke, on a level like 30 Ayaka.
So I shared a video with you about a damage comparison between her and Ganyu. Yes. And basically, whales have too much money.
Yes.
And too much time on their hands. But that fact aside... the fact that, you know, they were like poo-pooing on Amber just doing like 200,000 damage in one shot was pretty funny to me.
Yes.
And it makes me actually want to build Amber, but like, they can do obnoxious amounts of damage so quickly.
Yes.
It's not even funny. I love my Chungyun, but, you know.
So even though
he takes like a minute to kill things.
Oh no. But it was the same video that you sent me. I believe it was from I Win to Lose, but I'm just going to make sure. But absolutely. It was pretty excellent. You know, Ganyu pretty much still is the reigning queen, but Ayaka is a close second, and even, you know, beat her in like 2 or 3.
Did you watch till the end of the video?
I totally did. Yeah.
The scorecard at the end said Ayaka won. Because of her utility in world areas.
I don't know. In my opinion, I still think just...
Oh, I see. So, you're quoting the video.
I'm quoting the video.
And then subverting his opinion to your
opinion. You know, I still think Ganyu has... I mean, trust me. I am not super happy I have Ayaka. But just because of the range, I like Ganyu just by
see, I don't, it's the same reason I don't use Fischl as a primary damage dealer, is because she, you have to go crit farming and try and like stand around aiming at things, and who wants to aim at things?
But you can do the cool frost dash.
Hit a button and walk away. Hit a button, walk away.
Anyway, so, but that brings us to the it girl of the month, which is Yoimiya, and all of the perceived, I don't know, I am on the fence because I know Bal is right over on the horizon, but I have really good bows, so I don't know to pull if I should or not. I'm right on the fence. I have no problem, you know, with Yoimiya, but, you know, I have only one really good archer. I just have Fischl. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm right on the fence. Sway me either way, Lightstar 777. Should I pull for Yoimiya or should I wait for Raiden Shogun?
It really depend on how close you are to Mercy.
I don't know. I have to check. Because,
because if you're close and you don't really want Yoimiya, then don't do it. If you're very far from Mercy, then go ahead and summon, because you're building up your count till you get your one anyways, so.
And I check right on the, okay, yeah, I remember, cool. Okay, yeah, I'll check to see how close or how far, and that'll be the determining factor. But, you checked out, Sayu, the wind, raccoon. Wind raccoon ninja and in the trial, and how'd you like her kit?
It was interesting. it was definitely it was there.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed rolling like a ball into things repeatedly.
I wanted to hear.
But
you enjoy rolling around.
It didn't do enough damage to justify it. Like, if you were doing more damage, I would perpetually be using food that gives me stamina increased. Just so I could just roll everywhere at all times. But
there are comma D. Yes, anyways. Sayu is, you know, so Sayu just seems to be right up your alley. Like, cute, rolls into a ball, you know, the whole raccoon motif. That just screams White Star. I don't know. I think you'll be really happy when you pull her, because I'm still on the fence. I'll see how far I am from pity, but I'm on the fence. Raiden Shogun's right around the corner.
Yeah, I need some more Diona.
That's true. You do need Diona, good old Diona constellation, so, yeah.
True. So anyways,
Back to Summoner's War. Help me ruin some Melias. How did you ruin yours for the good old GB10? Let's throw Melia up. I have not ruined... I don't think I ruined either of them. So...
Well, there's a chart for this, so you'll have to go and find the chart to really do it properly, but...
Oh, okay.
Swift and Broken is what I have currently, just so I could get the substats. You want one of your Melias to be extremely fast, so I have one that's 143. And one that's just 49, it's basically so one Melia laps and the other does not, and that they fit in with where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
Can also see one of these has almost 12,000 extra HP, while the other is a glass cannon, so... but both of them... the one is the Swift Broken, and then the other is Fight and Shield.
Hmm. Where can I find that spreadsheet?
It's a great question. Had I known you wanted, I would have looked at before here, but you don't ask for things before we get here, do you? I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
No problem. That would be good. That would be cool. That's funny. Two different transmogs. You have the umbrella. I have the braids, I guess.
Oh, I only do the umbrella.
Still looks freaky. I don't know, it's the horns. It's the weird antler horn, wooden horn things. Ugh. Creeping me out, dude. Anyway. So, we did, all types of predictions. When we predicted that Pang was going to be on the Monster Spotlight. Not really, but, you know, we talked about him a week before. Yeah. But, yeah, Pang's awesome. She was Hall of Heroes a while ago, and she... I'll just throw up her kit real quick so that we may discuss.
Okay. I sent you the chart. It's a little bit confusing, but you can find a video that will kind of tell you.
I'll figure it.
It's two different ways of doing it. If you speed cap your Lucian, or if you don't care how fast your Lucian is... Basically, it's the two charts. So okay. Your first Melia is on the one side, your tattoo speed, and then your Lucian Sath and your second Melia speed.
Hmm. Excellent. That's on our... We'll put it on our Discord also, so that all you fine people shall see yon chart. I say thee nay this atrocity. Sorry. Well, sometimes I channel Thor.
Oh no, how did Thor end up here in this cave?
So, Pang. Yeah. Pang. Light, Rakshasa. Cool leader skill, crit rate, which is always great, by 19%. S1, you know, attacks running with the whip, decreasing attack speed for 2 turns. The damage increases according to attack speed. Well, we were talking about Pang by way of a bomb team, so even this, you know, decreasing your attack bar is increasing the time. I mean, is decreasing the time for a time bomb, so you have less chance to move when a time bomb is on. But this is actually pretty cool. Attacks with the burning whip and inflicts continuous damage, so you can use her in dot teams too. This damage also increases as your attack speed increases, so everything is scaling off speed. And cruel whip, which is perfect for the bomb team. Elongates the harmful effect on the enemy for 1 turn and decreases the duration of beneficial effects for by 1 turn when you attack. And damage is increased by 30% if your HP is lower than 50. So
if the enemy's HP
is lower than 50%, not yours. So yes, that is the Pang. I came to bring the Pang.
And where's her usage?
Oh, let's put it this way. It's probably going to be a little bit better than Charger Shark. Just a little bit better than Charger Shark. So definitely Steel Fortress. She's on a bunch of Steel Fortress teams. You know, she elongates the detrimental effects. So guess what? That blocking of the boss buffs is going to be even longer with Pang on your team, so that's why she's in so many Steel Fortress comps. Look at this, Lushin. Oh, this is nice. Lushin.
Hey, look, there's one with a lizard man. I'm sorry, that one wins. I don't even care. The others, you can just bypass them.
Nah, dude. Look at this.
The one with the lizard man wins.
The Lightstar gets his fang set on something. But yeah, funny. Let's check out the lizard man. Yes, Pang's crit rate lead. Good old Lauren. More attack bar control, which is good. Good old fire lizard man. You know, good old Fran to boost attack and heal people. And Rauk for cleaning those waves. This is good.
I take the bomb team. Yeah.
Double Rauk. You know, Excellent.
I like these teams.
Yeah, these are great teams. And that's just Steel Fortress. So Pang has a lot of usage. Unlike our Charger Sharks. Oh, can even put her in GB10. Put her right next to Melia. Excellent. This is a good one. So instead of double Melia, you can have Pang Melia. And
Vero
Veramos lead. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, Pang seems to be super. Oh, Trickaroo with Pang. Okay. In Kairos, I mean in Punisher's Crypt.
Let me try it. I have not done this in a while. Punisher's Crypt. So let's see.
So as you see, Pang is a super versatile monster. Usage all over the place.
Pang. All right. Let's see what happens. I'm trying that team you just pointed out.
Let us do that. I am curious on the result. How have you built your Pang?
Yes.
That's the answer.
I don't remember. I'll have to look. I just want to see if it fails or not now on this first attempt here. Yeah, they're doing okay damage to the secondary boss. Okay. We're through two waves.
Good.
No drama yet.
Not
yet. We're killing things. I haven't seen them get many, if any, turns yet. So, oh, they got a turn. Okay. Well, almost killed Verd. That's unfortunate. Okay. Let's see. Doing some all right damage, I guess. Okay, we're like halfway. Kill Verd, all right.
So just for the people listening, who is the team? Pang, Trickaroo, and Verd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The team that you said just a minute ago?
Gotcha. Yeah. A whole four seconds ago.
I know. See, I'm sure this is because of my crappy runes on my team, but it's not doing it the way. Maybe they weren't doing 10. Maybe they were doing less than 10. Perhaps. Defeated! Kind of expected that.
It's okay. It was just a whim that we decided to do that. Cool.
Looking for my pain. For your amusement. And then maybe we can figure out what I should be six-starring.
So give me the list. The list of six-stars. The list. Of potential six-stars. Not everything. No. Alright, where are you directing? Do you need a six-star for RTA? Do you need a six-star for Toa? Do you need any... Where do you want to use Yonsei?
See, I feel like I should six-star Triana. Because everybody uses her.
Yep. That's a... good choice.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I should six star Carcano because, again, everybody's using him.
Now, this is for, I'm hearing RTA type aspirations. So, who else?
I should six star Julia, or I mean, Clara, I mean, and Camoon. And definitely Tetra, because, you know, everybody loves Tetra.
Everyone does love Tetra. Tetra's pretty cool.
So, Violent Focus is how I ruined my...
Your Pang?
But she actually does have really terrible runes, so... Runes so bad I would never have put them on a monster willingly. I'm sure it was under duress.
Oh, yeah. Under Summoner's duress. Now, let's see. So, I mean, if you're doing RTA, I actually kind of like, definitely like Akana. I would do Tetra over Triana.
Well, good thing I can do Ford, so. So I can do all three of them.
Excellent. Very cool.
Maybe I'll make Alicia a six star. Someday.
Oh.
The Polar Queen?
Yeah, SW, Elsa.
Yeah.
So
Elsa!
So now we have SW Elsa and Genshin Elsa. Isn't it great? Isn't that wonderful?
It's, what was it? Melee Cryo Amber?
Melee Cryo Amber, yes. That is what.
And Cryo Amber?
First Cryo Amber. Melee Cryo.
And then Melee Cryo Amber. So yeah, this Chikara Pang team with my poopy runes seems to be doing okay on level 9. It's not bad. So I believe it is summon o'clock. As you pointed out, I'm going to pretty much exclusively be summoning my
exclusive summoning stones.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Anyone watch the screen rants, they know. They know.
God, I wonder if they did one about the Crocodile Dundee movies.
They
That'd be great.
Did one about Suicide Squad, which, rightly so.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch anything about that movie. It's just, why spoil my brain with it?
Trust me. Be happy you didn't. I'm going to rant about it more next week so more people can watch it, but it did not get the Aztec Olmec stamp of approval. And I'm a notary, so I can literally stamp. Just laugh. You know you want to.
Try to hold it in.
I mean. Yeah.
Hydrate. Shout out to JD the Gamer. We have to adjust our chairs and hydrate.
I've always wanted to say this. Fushizzle.
Look, you just said it. So, we've adjusted our chairs.
We the black delegation.
We're hydrated.
Jeff Tiger Woods.
It is. Now, I will count off this time because that was a whole kerfluffle. A whole debacle last week, and I ended up getting a nat 5, so I will count.
I'm aware.
So I will definitely count off this time. Let me make sure I have storage space for all the new Charger Sharks.
RNGesus.
All the new Charger Sharks
I'm going to need both Veligiel and Pung back to back, okay?
Whoa.
Thank you.
Tall orders, my friend. Tall orders.
By the way, there's no Charger Shark. Oh, you're just doing regular summons. That's right.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm doing my 1,000
exclusive summoning stones.
Now you're talking.
Exclusive summoning stones.
Should I count it off? Lightstar 777.
Exclusive.
Oh, yeah. He's stuck in a loop.
Yes.
Do we have to reboot?
Oops. We're good.
One more thing before we summon. I just love when I'm playing Genshin and I walk by the Adventurers Guild, you know, and she just says, error. Error. It cracks me up. But anyway.
Well, she is an android after all.
There is a keyhole in her neck. That's not healthy for anybody.
Sorry, let me cover up my keyhole.
Anyway. I'm counting down. I'm going to do...
Error.
I'm going to do one exclusive summon along with my regular old mysticals.
All right.
And I think, you know, I think this should be another tradition of summon the clock so we can guarantee some lightning. If you have any Hall of Heroes that you actually want to build, we summon them. Because they have stayed in my... So, I'm going to count it down. I'm going to summon my wind ninja, because I've never done that yet. And then I'll move
Orochi.
Yep, and I'll move to the exclusive summon and the mysticals that I have.
Nice.
Excellent. So 3, 2, 1 and summon
nothing. junk.
Werewolf.
Garbage.
Well, I got a wind ninja because I just said I would.
Hold on. I would have saved the lightning for the end, but, you know, who am I? What 5-star did you get now?
Huh. The wind ninja that I just said I was summoning for Hall of Heroes.
I'm sorry, it was a very laggy thing. I thought that was something else after that.
No. Just the wind ninja.
I was very happy for you.
Now, let us...
In a bitter, jealous kind of way. Well, this is shaping up to be about the same amount of luck I normally get with these. Nothing. Got it. Okay. Gonna open 3 more mysticals just to, you know, depress myself fully. And here we are. Rude. Rude. Anything I want to build?
Yeah, look through those Hall of Heroes that we've never... I have gotten 0 lightning. Just so you know, I'm on...
Sure, did you get a Orochi?
Can't argue with that, can't. Water Lizardman. Wind Golem.
Wow, look, I got 6 Lizardman in my exclusive summoning session.
Ooh. I guess that last week's 5-star has taken all the lightning out of this session.
How many more are you doing?
I'm gonna do 3 more and leave. Yeah, I'll do the 3. 1, 2 and 3. And besides,
hey look, I got lightning when you said 3.
See? I control the lightning.
Hey, look at it. I got a Tyron. Right? No.
Tyron's sister.
No, not a Tyron. Yeah. I always get the Slifid and the Slif confused.
Well, besides, it's a good thing I pulled Orochi from my Hall of Heroes list, because I got 0 lightning. The guy that gets... Hey, the guy. The guy that gets all the lightning did not get any of it.
Although, I could just subvert all of those plans, and I could work on 6-starring all of my Skogels.
How many do you have?
Just to have a 5... I have 5 Skogels.
5 Skogels. Alright. Almost at 60% for good old Sat. Okay. Probably by the end of the day, I'll have him 2-8. Good, good, good. So the team's coming together. Melias are 6-starred. Sath is
there you go.
Almost 2-8. And will be 6.
Now, have you thrown them at the dungeon just to see how it goes to kind of check your progress?
Oh, no. See, the only thing holding me back from that exact thing is Sath is still 3-star. I've been leveling him up in the dimension hole. So,
why isn't he in your one of your experience pods? Oh,
they're so full of 5-stars. But he is so much more of a priority. So let's swap. Actually, we made, and there's a and funny. If you want to hear the joke, I made a spot, and I'm sure it was a spot for Sat. Didn't put him in. So
sounds about right.
All of the intention was there, but none of the execution. None.
You heard the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Exactly. Absolutely. This road. Let's see. Can't even find him.
I hear you walk a lonely road.
So,
I walk a lonely road, the only road that I have ever known. What was I looking for?
Still looking. How sad is this? This is almost comically bad. Or do I have him in...
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Seth. Well, you know, fire Grim Reaper.
If he's not even on your island, I'm going to laugh.
Well, he's gotta be. I just use him in...
Does he?
No. I just use him in, you know what? Here's a joke. No, he's right here. So I can find him, no problem, right here. There he is.
Well, only certain one of the experiencings can house some people.
So let's do this. Let's just... At least 4-star. At least. At the very least. 90. Let's get some... Let's get a fire.
I'm enjoying watching this.
Comedy Central. And now I know I have... Here we go. 13. 13 Seths just going.
Is that all? Just 13?
Just 13. All in anticipation for this dude. Because I believe you have to fully skill him up in order to 2 a.m. anyway. So Let's do that. Let's give him some skill ups. Anyway, well, that's pretty much it for this episode. I'll be, if you guys want to listen to me skill up my... Oh, what am I doing? Up my staff, feel free to do so. But new episodes. Oh, who are you shouting out this week? Might start at 777.
You know, I will shout out the usual. Fregalitis for the follow. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Of course, you know, you for giving me purpose on these days. And you know, of course, all the people we met, like JD the Gamer and our other friends, like, for being awesome, amazing people.
Excellent. Who am I shouting out? Wait, let me just check how many skill ups I need. It's probably more than I have, but who cares. I'm gonna shout out a whole bunch of people. All of our friends, you know, at ComTuS, good old Seppi, good old Evan, you know, anyone that listens to the show that isn't Seppi or Evan at ComTuS, definitely want to shout out Hiroshin, you know, Childish Plays, all the friends of the show. Let's see, who else could we name? Oh, Beans, of course. Hopefully, we're gonna have we're working on some guests for you folks, for you audience members, so you don't just have to hear good old Lightstar and good old Aztec talk about stuff. Who else? I think that's it for me. Not too much. Oh, of course, Nerd City Collectibles for getting the fourth episode.
Nerd City.
The fourth episode. I keep saying episode. Why am I saying episode? Fourth issue of, you know, Summoner's War Legacy. Shout out to them. And, who else? Yeah, Johnny Tequila's for getting lunch. Shout out to you guys. Linden, New Jersey. They have great ropa viejo, which is just, you know, beef, but, you know, good stuff. Good stuff.
But it's been viejo.
It's been viejo. Just means old clothes. It's like, you know, it's a play on words. But anyway. But yeah, man. Shout out to my nephew.
Nothing says yummy like old clothes.
But shout out to my nephew. He started playing Summoner's War and he definitely likes it. So shout out to you, buddy. Oh,
he's gonna
pull Blue Potato Chip is his call sign. So shout out to you, Blue Potato Chip.
He's going to summon Velduel. An Artamiel, and that's going to be when I cry openly.
No, that's when you take a small child's account, and then you will be forever known as Blue Potato Chip.
I could live with that.
You could live with But that's about it for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturday. Reach out to us at MRGTSW on Facebook, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on Reddit, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter, Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, where we talk about more than Summoner's War. Okay, so I need a couple. We lit. Anyway, yeah, that's it for this guy. Everybody live long and prosper.
Peace and long life. Have a good week.